Accession number 7194, Reel 4.
Mr. Watson, Reel 4.
When we settled into the town, we made our home in the German Reichsbank. And the bank manager was still there with his family, and a woman, she was a German woman, who was the whose husband was a German major on the Russian front. And they told us that we told them what we'd seen, and they said that they were afraid that it was the Polish, many Polish workers in Wittigen were running wild, going around killing Germans, and that they had done this. And they asked us if they could stay in the house so they didn't have to go out and possibly meet up with these Poles who were running wild.
Were you able to confirm whether or not it was the Poles?
Well, I didn't see them do it. I didn't see them actually do it, but I'm certain that it would have been. From having spoken to the Poles, there was so much hatred. And having had five years in Poland, I had some knowledge of Polish character on this. That this is a typical of what they do. Oh, yeah.
Why were they so bitter?
Why? Well, when you realise, the question is all that they'd been through, and from the invasion in 39, from their treatment during the war, and from their treatment as workers, how they would have been treated. Living in that town and working under not very nice conditions, then you can well imagine that suddenly they were free. Oh, then they would have gone berserk. No question about that. That's easy to understand, for me to understand, that the Poles would have behaved in such a fashion.
What impression did you get of Polish character from your years in Poland?
Polish people I have very high estimation of, very high. Very, very brave people, very courageous, a good sense of humour, and from my experience, very trustworthy.
Presumably, the German side of the trees were dead.
Oh yes. But this had only just happened. I don't mean hours, just days. It only happened days from the state of the blood and what have you. It happened within a day or so. Of course, this was just newly released, this town. Newly released.
How had they been killed, do you know?
I don't know. I didn't see any shot marks or anything like that. But it was whether they tied them up, then cast them, they bled to death, I don't know. The question is that they were tied. And the bodies were sagging forward, but it was the arms which were holding them up, tied to the tree. Yeah?
Were there any people about?
No, nobody at all. No, nobody. When one went in, it was like a dead town. And when we got in there, white flags everywhere, but no one was walking on the streets. No one. And we were the only two, my brother and myself were the only two just walking about. There was just no one there. Occasionally you'd hear shots, which was obviously, but I didn't see who were firing. One assumed from what we learned afterwards that these were the Poles who were going around sorting out for people they didn't like, probably the people they worked for who'd been particularly bad to them, and were just killing them.
How did the Allied troops behave in Germany from what you personally saw?
The best one I can say, there was the Americans came into that town. And just Americans, and they were bloody awful. I can remember one particular incident outside this bank where we lived, and we stayed there for several weeks. We heard a kerfuffle going on outside, and we looked out the window, and it was an American lorry was outside, and there was a lot of shouting. So we went outside. And there was a German officer was kneeling down. Mainly there were coloured American troops were around him, about six or seven. And he was kneeling down, and they wanted a ring off his finger. They wanted him to give the ring, and he wouldn't give it. And one of the one of the colour, or one or more, certainly one, was actually kicking him in the face. Was kicking his German officer in the face. And one of the coloured fellows brought a knife out. Quite a large knife. And was going to cut his finger off to get the ring. He didn't cut the finger off, but the fellow did take the ring off and give it to him. Give the coloured fellow the ring. My brother, who was older than me and tougher than me, was always saying, "Oh, he's my brother." He was a very brave fellow, and he was a tough guy and a fighter. And he set into these Americans, and he really told them off, and we made them give the ring back to this German officer. And then they took him away. Rounding up. They'd found him somewhere. They put him in the lorry, and he went away. But on that same line, we were staying in the in this bank, and there was the bank manager. We said he could stay. He lived in the basement, and there was a German woman whose husband was on the Russian front, was doing cooking for us. And we said she could stay provided she cooked for us. She said yes. And we told her that she mustn't open the door for anybody, nobody at all, only us. And she stays inside, then she'll be all right. And we came back once, we'd been out doing something. We came back, and there were a lot of American troops in there. 10 or 12 American, mainly coloured again. And she slept up in the loft, and all this big kerfuffle, and they were trying to get into the bank, to the vault. And we went and rushed upstairs, and this woman had a little child with her. I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl, about 6 or 8, something about this age. And these Americans were trying to rape this woman. And we got upstairs, and we had guns, holsters, and we drew our guns on these Americans. And my brother told them to get out. And they were very sulky that they turned around. And as they were, I vividly remember, it was a little winding staircase coming up to the loft where this German woman was saying, and my brother hit one of them, the last one, just punched him and knocked him down the stairs, and he went on top of the others, and they went, but they didn't come back again. When they gone, and it was really very touching, I remember that this German woman thanked us very much for this, and she said if we wanted to have intercourse with her that we could, but please not in front of the little boy. And I'm pleased to say that we didn't have intercourse.